At the time when the prophet Jesus came into the world, Palestine was under the oppressive rule of the Roman Empire. Various sects had appeared within Jewish society which interpreted their religion in different ways. The great majority of people had turned away from the true religion revealed by God to the prophet Moses, and superstitious traditions and distorted beliefs were widespread in society. Moreover, the pagan Hellenic culture had also begun to reveal its influence. In short, the time of the sending of the prophet Jesus was one in which the people of Israel were facing enormous political, economic, and social difficulties. On the one hand was the problem of living under the Roman yoke, and on the other, the splits between the various sects and beliefs. In such a chaotic atmosphere, the Jews were looking for a means of rescue and were waiting for a savior. God revealed a new book to the prophet Jesus to lead people to the true path and give them advice. That holy book was the gospel. The prophet Jesus called on his people to believe in God, to sincerely submit to and live for him, and to avoid sin and evil. He reminded them that the life of this world was but transitory and of the imminence of death. He revealed that in the hereafter, everyone would be called to account for everything they had done. God allowed him to perform many miracles. He healed the sick and disabled, cured people suffering from leprosy, brought sight to those who had been blind from birth, raise the dead. The marvels performed by the prophet Jesus as a blessing from God were a means by which many people came to believe. The prophet Jesus, a role model for all people with his superior faith and moral values, explained that he had performed these miracles by the leave of God. According to the Bible, he always told the people he healed, "Your faith has saved you." However, despite the message communicated by the prophet Jesus, the superior intellect, moral values, and faith he demonstrated, and the miracles he performed by the leave of God, some people still persisted in their unbelief. They had no wish to turn away from their superstitious beliefs, which they coveted for their personal interests. They devised a number of plots for him. And when Jesus, son of Mary, said, "Tribe of Israel, I am the messenger of God to you, confirming the Torah that came before me and giving you the good news of a messenger after me, whose name is Ahmad." When he brought them the clear signs, they said, "This is downright magic." However, as revealed in the verse, God will not give the unbelievers any way against the believers. The snares of the deniers for believers are condemned to be confounded, as was that laid for the prophet Jesus.